Excellence is one thing, but perfectionism, that's quite another. We all have that one perfectionist in our lives who irritates us, who drives us crazy, and yes, who many a time rolls over the top of us and causes us a great deal of pain. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'm a recovering perfectionist. They say that too much of a good thing can be a bad thing. One or two pieces of chocolate, all good. A whole block, night after night, not so much. And the same's true with excellence. By all means, we should do the very best we can in every situation given the gifts, abilities, and resources and time that we've been given. Absolutely. But there's a line there somewhere, and when we step over it, we begin operating in a spirit of perfectionism rather than of excellence. And that is seriously ugly. I know. As I said, I used to be a perfectionist, and just like a recovering alcoholic, I still need to be careful in this area of my life. So what's the difference between excellence and perfectionism? Here it is. 1 John chapter 1, verse 8. If we say that we have no sin, we are fooling ourselves, and the truth is not in us. When we start believing our own propaganda, when we live with an arrogant attitude that we can do no wrong, it's those idiots out there who can't live up to my high standards, they're the problem, then we know that we've moved from excellence, which is good, into perfectionism, which is bad. Then we know that we're damaging relationships with a stinking attitude of arrogance that we self-justify in the name of godly excellence. Let's get a revelation here today. Perfectionism is excellence blended with a not-so-healthy dose of arrogance and self-delusion. So, if we say that we have no sin, we're fooling ourselves, and the truth isn't in us. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Excellence is going to leave a powerful legacy behind that will outlast you by generations. Perfectionism, well, not so much. Having a positive impact in this world that will impact not just today, but in years to come, what a great thing to achieve. And that's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Discovering Your Legacy of Love. To request your copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there at the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.